Congressman Darren LaHood joins us. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you guys this morning.
Hey, it's good to have you on. I appreciate you coming on. Kind of a last-minute thing here we worked on yesterday. I just wanted to go, because we had Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat, on yesterday to get his take on all the turmoil going on in the White House. And I've come to the conclusion that if you ask a Democrat what's going on, you know, they crank this thing up to 11. And if you talk to a Republican, they're saying, oh, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. And I don't need to go into the details. Every day it's something new. But I just want to get your take on what's going on in the White House and how much confidence you have in the president.
Well, I don't think yesterday was necessarily a very good day for the administration. And you know, we're really dealing with three different things over the last week, Scott. One is the dismissal of Jim Comey as the FBI director, which now seems like old news, but that was, you know, a week ago.
Yeah.
And then you have the disclosure of possible classified information that took place in a meeting with the Russians, which is a separate issue. And then we had the issue yesterday that came up with the request from the president to drop the Flynn investigation to Jim Comey. And so those are, you know, I think three important areas that need to be addressed. And I think all of these turn on facts and evidence. And we need to find out those facts and evidence and get to the bottom of those three things. I think, you know, if there was a request by the president to Comey to drop the Flynn investigation, I think that's a very serious allegation. I think if there is a memo there that was done contemporaneously with Jim Comey hearing that from the president, I think that's, we need to look at that. We need to have Jim Comey testify before the House and Senate. So those facts and evidence that pertain to all three of those incidences, I think, need to be brought to the Congress, and we need to look at those. Remember also, Scott, we have a House investigation going on with the Intelligence Committee, bipartisan, Senate Intelligence Committee, bipartisan, looking into a number of these issues. And now we have the House Government Oversight Committee. Jason Chaffetz asked yesterday for the memos, for any recordings, for the notes. That was put forth yesterday. He's asked for that information within the next 2 weeks. So we need to get to the bottom of this. I think we need to do it quickly, and I think the American people need to know.
The American people, in a recent survey, would like to see Congress wash their hands of this and have an independent counsel look into all of these allegations. Do you think this is something Congress can handle and get through with the confidence of the general public that a job was well done? Or do you think something like that would be marred with controversy and partisanship?
Well, I think we're way premature on that, Scott. I mean, if you look at the Senate Intelligence Committee, a Republican, Richard Burr from North Carolina, Democrat Mark Warner from Virginia, you know, very bipartisan, very independent, both of them. And their committee is bipartisan and has worked very, very well together on this. Their investigation is ongoing. I have heard nothing that leads me to believe that this will not be a competent, thorough investigation done by the Senate. Again, on the House side, Adam Schiff, Democrat from California, a Republican Mike Conaway of Texas, you know, both of them work well together, bipartisan, independent. They're doing their investigation. So I think you got to let them do their work. Obviously, there will be a conclusion and a summary at the end of those investigations. Those summaries will be important. What did they find out? What was the information? And then we can decide what we need to do in the Congress, what we need to do as elected officials after that. So, but I think also the testimony of Comey, that has obviously not happened yet, but he will come before the House and Senate probably in early June. We need to hear what he says and look at the memos, the documentation, and the recordings that have come forth. But I'm confident with the committees that are ongoing that this can get us the facts and evidence that we need to see.
So, Congressman Darren LaHood, how does this affect you? I mean, you guys are working on, well, you've done your job in the House and with the health issue, health care. It's on to the Senate, but you're on to other things. Does all this make your job tougher, or is it easy for you to focus on the task at hand today? I don't know, and what that would be.
Well, it's a distraction, and you know, there are a lot of things on the agenda that we want to get going, particularly on the economy. Tax reform is next. Infrastructure is after that. You know, those are important issues to deal with, fixing the healthcare system. All of this is a distraction. I wish the president was more disciplined and focused more on being presidential in this job. And so, you know, every day that you have a new news story, that distracts from the important work that we need to be doing on creating jobs and economic opportunities. Tax reform is going to do that. You know, infrastructure on putting together an infrastructure bill that helps Illinois. I mean, those are important things, but we're going to continue to do our work in Congress continue to push through with these things. And, you know, hopefully the administration, you know, can work through these issues and get it behind us. But it is it's something that I wish wasn't going on at this time when we're dealing with many important public policy issues.
So do you think he needs to get some help when it comes to, because the latest was that he was not briefed before he met with the Russian officials. The president wasn't. You know, he is new. There is a learning curve, but somebody needs to be by his side and say, here's what you can say, here's when you can say it, here's what you can't say. I just think that the people around him aren't helping him much. What's your take on it?
Well, I think he's got smart, bright people around him, particularly at the highest levels. And so I think he has, you know, those people around him that can give him good advice. But he is unconventional in many ways.
He's not taking the advice.
You can have smart, bright people around you, but you got to listen to them and you got to be able to, carry out what they've asked you to do. And I think, again, I think there's been some undisciplinedness there. But I will also remind you, Scott, that, you know, I thought there have been a number of times over the last 125 days of the presidency where, you know, he's the State of the Union address, excellent address.
But he followed it up with the tweet the next day. A lot of this is self-inflicted. It's just got to be so frustrating.
Well, there is a frustration level there, but, you know, this is the same person that ran last fall and beat 16 Republican candidates in a primary.
I know.
And beat Hillary Clinton and in some ways acted that same way. But there is a difference, Scott, between campaigning and governing. And that transition has been tougher with this administration because that was successful. That campaigning that he did and his method for doing that was very successful. But there has to be a transition. I think there is some frustration with people around him that he has not fully made that. But you've got to be disciplined. You have to be structured. You have to compartmentalize things and listen to the people around you. And that's going to take some time to do. But I'm confident the president can do that. He's been successful in a lot of other things. But that transition has taken a little longer time than I think most people expected.
All right, Congressman Lloyd, I know you have a meeting here in a couple of minutes, and one of the people in the meeting will be our friend Ed Neves. So treat him kindly.
I will pass that along to him.
All right, tell him I said hi. Good talking to you. We'll do it again next week. Congressman Darren LaHood on WJBC.